Today is Thursday, the 30th of July, 2026, and we are grateful for your continued commitment to join us every day at 6 a.m. for morning prayer. Our Minute with the Master today is from Psalm 103, verse number 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. This morning, we pause not just to say a quick thank you, Lord, but to truly reflect on the hand of God. We thank God for waking us up, for giving us breath in our bodies, strength in our limbs, and the hope of eternal life. But today, we are grateful for so much more than that. We are grateful for God's guidance when we do not know what to do. We are grateful for peace when everything around us is falling apart. We are grateful this morning for grace, grace that covers the places we do not always talk about, the flaws, the failures, the times we miss the mark. And you know what else? We're also grateful for the small things, those little blessings that often go unnoticed, the blessings like finding a parking spot when we're in a hurry, or that one encouraging text message that came just at the right moment. That is all God at work in the little things in our lives. David, the one who wrote Psalm 103, understood this deeply. He was a warrior, a king, but he never stopped being thankful. He remembered being chosen when he was just a shepherd boy. David remembered being rescued from King Saul's hand, and he remembered being forgiven about the worst mistakes that he made in his life. And David did not only thank God for the big victories, he blessed the Lord for everything, for mercy, for healing, for redemption, for love, for compassion. Like David, we must not overlook the unseen blessings, the doors that God closed to protect us, the doors he opened to rescue us, the strength he gave us when we were ready to quit, the comfort he wrapped around us when we cried in private. So today, let us not only praise God for what we can see, but for what we cannot. Because God is always working behind the scenes. We bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, both seen and unseen. Our prayer team this morning is Elder Timms and Sister Sandra. And at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Sister Sandra.
Thank you, Sister Prince, and good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions on this Grateful, Thankful Thursday are as follows. For Christine S., we pray for the neuropathy in her feet to go away and for the opt nerve to be restored in Jesus' name. For Jubilee of Tennessee, David's granddaughter, she broke her collarbone last week. She is just 2.5 years old. We pray for her to be healed. For all persons who have recently been hospitalized or had surgery, including Gwen in Detroit, Lorraine in Little Rock, Franklin C., Mayor Demings, and Dr. Reddick, we pray for faith, strength, and healing. For everyone dealing with high blood pressure, we pray for bodies to be stabilized and for vital readings to stay within normal range. For the family of Etta Tricia Clark of Little Rock, she is now safe in the arms of Jesus after battling pancreatic cancer. We pray for the Lord to lead and guide her daughter, son, and 6 grandsons as they navigate life without her. For Sharonda in Atlanta, her father recently passed. We pray that she is comforted by the Holy Spirit and that her mother and family are at peace and unity as they prepare for his homegoing service. For young adults who have lost motivation to pursue their career goals, We ask the Lord to shift some things that are happening in their lives, focus them, bring people in their life who will help them be and do their best, and remove those acquaintances who are not contributing to their growth and achievements. For those whose energy is depleted, we pray for the Lord to give you a burst of steady strength so you can complete your daily tasks. For everyone on the call, we ask the Lord to cover you as you go out and come in, give you a spirit of contentment and peace, and shower you with opportunities to spread His love daily. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing, and we cover the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice, for an end to racial disparity, and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for an end to Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Thank you, and God bless you.
This is a day that the Lord has made. This is our wake-up call this morning, thanking God for a brand new day. Thank Him, thank Him. We are grateful that we got up this morning. We are grateful that blood is yet pumping in our veins and we have activities of our limbs this morning. We thank you, God, that we come to talk to the commander of the day. We praise you, God, for the very roof over our head and shoes for our feet, clothes for our back, transportation and occupation this morning. We thank you. We are grateful that we can call on the name of Jesus, asking you to forgive us of all of our sins and our thoughts that was not good in your sight. We are grateful that we got a God. We are grateful for your Son Jesus that shed his blood on Calvary, that he nailed all our sickness and all our diseases. He made a way out of no way, giving us an opportunity of life. We are grateful. Yes, we are grateful that we can call on him this morning. We are grateful that we are standing in the gap, making up the hedge. We pray this morning for them that are going through in their body. We pray this morning for the neuropathy to cease. We pray this morning that the broken bone in Jubilee's body will be mended and recover. Yes, God. We pray for everybody that's struggling in their body. Blood pressure, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, kidney failure, heart failure, cancer. We nail it to the cross this morning, and we plead and apply the blood, because we got a God that heals in the name of Jesus. We pray for them that are lost loved ones this morning. Oh my God, that has to make arrangements. We pray, Father, that you comfort them. We pray that you carry them. We pray that families will come together for the better good. We pray that love be the glue that gets them through. In the name of Jesus, death can be ugly, grief can be hard, but God, you are our only hope and our only solution. Comfort them in the name of Jesus as they lay them to rest. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our young adults that is lazy, indifferent, has lost motivation about life. You said you call the young because they're strong. And the old, because they're wise. We pray that the right people be placed in their path in the name of Jesus to give them the push and the encouragement that they need. And we pray that they be open to receive from it in the name of Jesus. We pray for energy to rise up and to show up, to dress up and start your day in the name of Jesus. We pray for the whole armor to be put on for you today in the name of Jesus. I pray that you be blessed going in and coming out. I pray, Father, that our flour and our meal don't run out. I pray, Father, that our house be the lighthouse, that we pray for our neighbors on the left and on the right, in front and in back. I pray for them that are lost this morning, that they will find their path and they'll find their way to Jesus. I thank you, God, for the blood, for the blood still has power. I thank you, God, for a made up mind and a right mind in the name of Jesus. We ask now, God, that you fill them that are oppressed and depressed, that you fill them with joy. Thank you now for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. And God, we appreciate you. We are adore you. We are grateful that we woke up this morning. It is a privilege. It is a blessing to wake up on this side. That means that you have need of us. Thank you, Lord, for your kindness toward us. We bless you this morning, and we honor you. And we appreciate you, and we adore you, we glorify you. But it is a good day to have a good day. In Jesus' name, thank God, and amen.
Thank God, amen, and thank you, Elder Timms. We pray that everything you do today be multiplied by the powerful hand of God. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This brings our time together to a close on this Thursday morning. Goodbye.